Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood. But I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above, right from Ramona, California. Wow. Well, I surely want to encourage you to visit our website, atouchfromabove.org, and don't forget to click. Do you realize that those three little lines on the website is called the hamburger? Did you know that? I never knew that. It's like, yes, if you go to the hamburger, I'm thinking, hamburger? Did somebody say hamburger? I'll take it with onions and extra pickles, please. I said, what's the hamburger? And they said, those three little lines on your website on the right-hand side. But anyway, go to the hamburger. Just go to, now, see, you learned something new. Go to those three little lines on your computer, and that'll give you a list of our church, our prayer mountain, our radio program, our television videos as well. Our university, it'll just tell you a little bit about our ministry. So make sure you go over to the website and take a look at that. Wow, wow, and wow. Well, ladies, I want to talk to you today. Men, you can listen in, but I'm going to talk to the ladies today. You know, a lot of times there are so many heartaches out there, and I'm talking to you today. Maybe you have lost a husband, or maybe you have gone through a divorce, or maybe you have had a terrible upbringing. Maybe you were abused. Maybe you were rejected or just kind of an outcast. You know, ladies, I want to talk to you. I think the most amazing, wonderful story in this Bible, of course, I love my Bible. I think this whole Bible is amazing. But one of the stories that really touched my heart when I first read it was the book of Ruth. And a lot of times we don't realize that. Now, Ruth is a Moabitess. She's an outcast. She's not part of the children of Israel. And yet, when you do history and you read about Ruth, she is like the great grandmother of King David. How in the world did that happen? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Well, what's amazing is that Ruth, you have to understand, there's a mother, and there's a mother, her husband, two sons, and their wives. So you can imagine, all of a sudden, this mother lost her husband. He died. And then the sons ended up getting married. So, yay, at least the sons have wives and they could rejoice and celebrate the children. But the only problem was, guess what? The two sons ended up dying. So now here is the woman who is now with the two daughter-in-laws. And here is Ruth. Not only that, but then there's a famine in the land. And now here are three women, three widows, a famine in the land. Their husbands are dead. You have to understand, you got to go back in history. When you read history, a woman back then without a husband, oh my goodness, her trial was hard. And so let me read this. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges, that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech. The name of his wife was Naomi. And the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they went along to the country of Moab and remained there. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. Now this is the mother. And she was left with her two sons. Now the sons have grown up. And now they took wives of the women of Moab. You got to remember, they took women that were not part of the heritage of Israel. They weren't supposed to even be with the Moabites, but they did. But this is why I said this is a story of redemption. The name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died. So the woman survived. This is the mother, survived her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughter-in-law that she might return to the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread. You got to remember, there's a famine in the land. These are three widows, no money, no husbands, and now there's a famine. Do you know how dangerous that was for them? That was very dangerous at that time. They didn't have food stamps. They didn't have Social Security. They didn't have the welfare system. They couldn't go to the food bank. No. Therefore, she went out from the place where she was and her two daughter-in-laws with her. And they went on their way to return to the land of Judah. And the mother Naomi said to her two daughter-in-laws, "Go. Return each of you to your mother's house. The Lord dealt kindly. May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. And may the Lord grant you, and may you find rest each in the house of her husband." So she kissed the daughter-in-laws, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And then they said to their mother-in-law, "Surely we will return with you to your people." But the mother-in-law, Naomi, said to her daughters, "No, turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there still sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn back, my daughters. Go, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband tonight and should also bear sons, would you wait for them until they are grown? Would you restrain yourself from having husbands? No, my daughters, for it grieves me very much for your sake that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me." Then her two daughters lifted up their voices and they wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law and she left. But Ruth clung to her mother-in-law and she said, "Look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said to her mother-in-law, "Entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. And there will I be buried. And the Lord do so to me, and even more so also of anything but death parts you and me." Now the mother-in-law, she saw that Ruth was determined to go with her. She stopped speaking to her And now the two of them went, and they came into Bethlehem. Let me stop there. Something powerful what Ruth did here. Ruth honored her mother-in-law. Do you realize how many women out there that haven't honored their mother-in-law? I mean, it shocks me sometimes to see these women that love these men. They love them. Oh, he's the best thing that ever happened to me. But I don't want your mother around. Are you kidding me? She bore the best thing that happened in your life, and now she's the outcast? Are you kidding me? Give respect and honor to that mother-in-law. Okay, I just changed my subject and my topic. All right, let me go back. Okay, Ruth. Now, Ruth is amazing. Ruth is the outcast. She's a Moabitess. She's not even welcomed. But you know what she did? She served her mother-in-law, who had the favor of God. You see, they served a different God than the God that Naomi served. But here is Ruth. She said, your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Oh, my goodness. Ruth had no idea what she was saying. Do you understand? She came and literally humbled herself before God and served her mother-in-law. And in serving her mother-in-law, the blessing of the Lord. Because why? Because God blesses those that bless the widows. God blesses those that bless the widows and bless the orphans. So here she became a servant to Naomi. And it's amazing. Now, Naomi is old, but you know what? Ruth is young. And so they go back to Bethlehem. And all of a sudden, they realize, we're out of food. What are we going to do? And Ruth tells her mother-in-law, Mom, I'm going to go glean in the field. And that's exactly what she did. Now, let me read this. There was a relative of Naomi's husband, a man of great wealth, of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz. Now, we didn't say it. Let me not say it. So Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, please, let me go into the field, mother, and glean heads of grain after him, in whose sight I might find favor. And the mother-in-law said to Ruth, go, my daughter. Then Ruth left and went and gleaned in the field, and after the reapers, and Ruth happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech. Now Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, Lord be with you. See, Boaz was saved. He loved God. He was born, you know, he had the heritage of God upon him. He had the blessing of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob upon him. And they answered Boaz, the Lord be with you. Then Boaz said to his servant, who's in charge of the reapers? Whose young woman is this? So the servant who was in charge of the reapers answered and said, ah, it's the young Moabite woman who came back with Naomi from the country of Moab. And she said, please, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came, and she has continued from morning until now, though she rested just a little in the house. Then Boaz said to Ruth, you will listen, my daughter. You will not. Do not go and glean in another field. No, go out from here, but stay close by my young women. Do you understand what happened? Boaz is going to become her covering. Boaz is going to become her protector. Let your eyes be on the field which they reap, and go after them. Have I not commanded the young men? I've commanded them not to touch you. And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels and drink from what the young men have drawn. So Ruth fell on her face. Look at the humility of Ruth. She fell on her face, bowed down to the ground, and said to him, why have I found favor in your eyes that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner? Listen to me, dear one. Maybe you're listening to my program today and you're not saved. And you look and you see all the Christians and you see the joy that the husband and wife has. And maybe you've gone through a divorce. Maybe your husband died. Maybe you had a child out of wedlock, and you're watching and you think, I can't go into the church. I can't be a part of God's kingdom. My goodness, look where I've been. How am I going to be accepted? You know what? That's exactly what Ruth probably felt the same way. She was a Moabitess. She didn't serve the same God. But let me tell you something. God began to move upon Ruth's heart. So Boaz answered and said to her, it has been fully. Now remember, she's saying, why are you being so kind to me since I'm a foreigner? And look what Boaz says. This is so powerful. And Boaz answered to Ruth and said, it has been fully reported to me, all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother and the land of your birth, and you have come to a people whom you did not know before. The Lord repay your work, and a full reward be given to you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge. Listen to me, ladies. Get to church. Serve Jesus with all your heart. Love God with every part of your being. You know, there may be a Boaz sitting in that church just for you. But you don't know what I've been through, Dr. Luana. Dr. Luana, I have two children. You know what? Listen to me. I knew a young lady who had come out of the streets. She had two boys. She was a prostitute. She lived a wild, crazy life. She had been a heroin addict. She came into church and got cleaned up, and God did an amazing work. And you know what God did? God sent her. I mean, I watched this thing happen right before my very eyes. This precious man in the church who had never been with a woman ever, ever before, he looked at her, and God told him when she came in, that's your wife. Now, she wasn't gorgeous. She was just pretty simple, but she was very humbled, and she just felt like she was probably no good. But little by little by little, this man, now this man had been, he wanted to be a priest when he was younger. So he had actually entered into the priesthood, and then he realized, boy, this is not what I want. And then he got saved. He got gloriously saved. So this man had been raised in the Lord. He loved God. He had a heart after God, read his Bible every morning, was at prayer every morning. And this man looked at this young woman, and when he started talking to her, she even said that, why are you being so nice to me? You don't even know what I've been through. And you know what he told her? You're a daughter of the King. You're royalty. God has looked upon you with favor. You know what? Your sins, though they were like scarlet, they are white as snow. And you know, they have been married for over 30 years today. And you know what? Man, my hair is standing up. It just makes my hair stand up. That man has loved her, cherished her, taken care of her. He adopted her kids, took care of her kids. You know what? And they are a power team today. I think they've probably been married 35 years, even more than that. And what an amazing story. You see, Ruth had no idea, because of loving her mother-in-law. And she said, I'm going to go serve your God. Do you understand? She submitted her heart to the God of Naomi, her mother-in-law. She went to her God. And by doing that, God blessed her. Not only did he bless her with the grain, but oh my goodness, let me read it. This is Boaz speaking to Ruth. The Lord repay for your work, and a full reward be given to you by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge. Then Ruth said, oh, let me find favor in your sight, my Lord, for you have comforted me and have spoken so kindly to your maidservant, though I am not like one of your maidservants. Now Boaz said to her at mealtime, Ruth, come here and eat of the bread and dip your piece of bread in the vinegar. So she sat beside the reapers, and he passed parched grain to her, and she ate and was satisfied and kept some back for her mother-in-law. Then Ruth rose up to glean. And then Boaz commanded his young men, saying, hey, let Ruth glean. Let her glean among the sheaves. And don't you reproach her. Don't make her embarrassed. Also, let some grain from the bundles fall purposely for her. Leave it that she may glean, and do not rebuke her. So Ruth gleaned in the field until evening, and beat out what she had gleaned. It was about an ephod of barley. Let me stop there for a moment. Can you say favor? Can you say God's favor? What are you doing messing around in the world with all them bozos? I said Boaz, not bozos. What are you doing out in the world going from one bozo to another bozo to another bozo that treats you terribly? You see, ladies, I love you. You don't know your worth. You don't know your worth. God has something special for your life. And if I were you, I would get into a Bible believing and don't hook up with the first one that comes up. Hey, what's your name? No, you wait. Wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. You know, in our women's home, we've had over 500 women come through our women's home. And I tell them, you know what? You don't hook up with the first guy that comes up to say hello to you, especially if they just started coming to church. You don't know anything about them. God has to change him. I would be still. I would get my life in order. I would read the word. I'd come and repent. I would talk to God. I would go to the cross of Calvary. I'd go to an altar and pray every day. Lord, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for restoring my life. I thank you, Jesus. I would get your whole personal life in order and find that joy and that peace in being single. And then I would say, God, you know, Lord, I love you, and I do want to be married. And Lord, I know you have the right one for me, so I'm not going to go hunt for a man. Lord, you said he that finds a wife finds a good thing. So Lord, I'm going to ask you to pick my husband for me. Do you know God? He doesn't make mistakes. God will bring that special one right to you. I know a lot of people don't believe that, but I'm telling you, I've seen it over and over and over and over and over again. And what you got to do is stop running around like a chicken with your head chopped off. Stop running around in the world. Stop it. You're a woman called of God. You're a woman of worth. You know what? Pray with me right now. Jesus, please forgive me. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Father, I'm so sorry. I go to the club. I come home empty. I end up going with this one, and he treats me like garbage. Lord, I'm being abused in my marriage. Oh, Jesus, help me. I need your help, Lord. Help me, Father. You know what? You said that prayer. You got to do one more thing. You got to get up and find a good church. Let me tell you something. A church alive is worth a drive. If you're in the San Diego area, get your rumpus in that car. Or call me, and if you're in an area, we have people that come from all different areas of San Diego. We have people that come from Point Loma, people that come from National Cities, people from downtown San Diego, Mira Mesa, El Cajon. Wherever you're at, we will help you find a ride to come to church. You've got to get to church. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. The more you hear the word, the more you're going to see God do a miracle in your life. Please make sure that you come to church. A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. We have a church service. The drive is beautiful. Helps you just get ready, drink your coffee, pray, talk to God, listen to worship music. Bring your Bible, bring your notebook. Bring your Bible, bring your notebook. Learn the Word of God. I will walk you through the Word. You, ladies, are important. You're a widow. You're single. You've been divorced. Your heart's been broken. Maybe you've been abused. Maybe you've been raped. Maybe you've been out in the streets. Maybe you've been a prostitute. Stop it. Jesus loves you. Come into the kingdom right now. Today is the day of salvation. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. You don't know how valuable you are to Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that if you would believe in him, you would not perish, but have everlasting life. Believing means turning away from your old life, a new way of thinking. Run to Jesus while he's yet to be found. Amen? Amen. I love you. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch from Above. I really want to encourage you to visit my website, touchfromabove.org. And I really want to encourage you. We're a listener-supported radio program. So you know what? Your gifts really help. send your gift P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065. ATFA P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065. God bless you. I love you. You're important.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stein's. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping, true story. A murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly to
my rescue. Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan.
Are you discouraged, not seeing the power of God moving in the church? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is powerful, his word is living, his healing is of today. Come join us at A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain. Dr. Luana preaches every Sunday, 10 a.m. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is located at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Come and experience the power of God.
Holy Spirit, flow through me.
Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you. Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry. Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.